Greetings, brothers and sisters. It's been a blessing to be here this morning already. I felt the presence of God here this morning. I think I'd just like to take a moment and thank Him. Heavenly Father, we bow before You here to thank You, to worship You, to honor You, Lord, for Your goodness and mercy towards mankind, Lord. You've seen the enormous gulf between You, the Almighty, Eternal, Holy God, and sinful man. And Father, You provided so great a salvation. Lord, we want to thank You. To thank You, we who were dead in trespasses and sins, Lord, You made us alive, delivering us from the powers of darkness and translating us into the kingdom of Your dear Son. Thank You, Father. Father, I do just pray here this morning that You would continue to teach us, Lord, from Your Word. Help us, Lord, to be of those that tremble at Your Word. Lord, we pray, Father, for each individual here today, each eternal soul that would feel Your presence, Lord, and be changed. That their destinies, Lord, could be sealed to be with You, Lord. We again to say that we love You, and worship You, and honor You. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, it's been a blessing this morning. How many songs talked about our thoughts and our thinking, which is what I've sensed the Lord wanted me to talk about today, is how do I think and what do I think about? It's been something that's kind of been on my mind and something that's been convicted of lately, and then Moe's beginning of last week, he asked me about sharing, and it seemed like that the Lord wanted me to talk a little bit, to talk about. And then yesterday, at the homeschool event, a brother Iker from Holmes County shared, I didn't bring it up here, shared an exhortation on critical thinking. And it was very, very much a blessing. It again verified or help me to have peace with what I'm sharing here this morning. And I'd like to get that on CD. He seemed to be very passionate. And I just think I'll start with going to the verse in Exodus 18:21. He talked about how not only are we to be critical thinkers, but we are to teach our children Mark 2. to verse 18:21. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. And as I meditated on that verse, fearing God, men of truth, and hating covetousness, do not all those, all three aspects, start in the mind, start in our thinking. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. he talked about how the fear of God, if we don't have the proper fear of God, how do we expect to receive wisdom from the Lord? And then Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I was really, really challenged with his little message yesterday, and inspired to press on in the journey. So I think I'll start with the miracle of our. Of our brain. Man is a thinking being. I think the left side of our brain has I didn't write the number down, but many more neurons than animals. We are intellectual. We have 50 to 70,000 thoughts in a day, according to a study that I read about. The brain is about 3 pounds and grows till we're about 18 years old. 100 billion cells in the brain, which can live a lifetime, unlike other cells in our body. They, like the skin, we lose those. But truly, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And just have a deep desire to use this mind to the honor and glory of God. And I know that's each of your desires here. And the thought came to me: is thinking in our thoughts, is it not a form of worship? As we consider. Those 50 to 70,000 thoughts in a day. How many times am I thinking about the goodness of God and His mercy? Or is my mind overcharged with the cares of life? These are some of the things that I've been thinking about. In In 2 Corinthians 10:5, was challenged with let's go ahead and read it. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It's a high calling. And without the power of God working in our life, I don't think we will be able to accomplish that. So even as was shared this morning already, we have a we have a wonderful Heavenly Father that wants to help us. Wants to help us fulfill these verses and live them out. Thinking of our young people, our children, the verse in Proverbs 24:9. I don't have any. I appreciate my heritage more and more as the days go by. But I never had anyone point this verse out to me when I was young. Did I say that wrong? 24:9. The thought of foolishness is sin. I just want to encourage children to meditate on the Word of God. Look at it as a lifeline. A lifeline to knowing God. In 1 Corinthians 13:11, it says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I thought as a child, or I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." As you give your heart and surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, those things will go. I didn't know if I should share this, but I think I will. It is almost ridiculous. But when you're in a setting, when you're in an environment where foolishness abounds, this is what happens. A 19-year-old girl, I think they said in Colorado, was at a concert, walking through the parking lot, and she seen a tailpipe, an extra large tailpipe, and she said, "I think I can stick my head in there." She stuck her head in and got it stuck. We had to get the jaws of life and get her out. That's where foolishness leads to. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child with a rod. will drive it far from him. Brother Howard Bean shared that with us yesterday. In Titus 1:15, unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. But I speak like Paul did. I am persuaded of better things of you. A few more verses here. In Joshua, speaking of reverence for the Word of God, this book of the law shall not, Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. 1 Timothy 4:15, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Meditate and thinking, I think is pretty much the same. I did want to say at the beginning about the whole connection between the heart and the mind. I'm open to insight on that. What is in the heart, the mouth speaketh. We do I'm not sure which all those details there, but I guess convicted and challenged is to take captive my thinking, even sitting in a church in service here on Sunday morning, if we choose to deliberately pay attention to what we are singing and what is being said, it can make a difference for the next week. If we deeply allow, with a prayerful attitude, and I don't always succeed in that. Romans, I have a few more verses here. Speaking of the Word of God and meditating upon the Word of God. Psalm 4:4, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hebrews 4:12. thinking of how the Lord knows the very thoughts and the intents of our heart. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. I think I'll read the next couple verses there. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Truly, we need help to have the right thinking and thought patterns. I think to choose, when we recognize that our thought patterns have not been quite the way they should be, I think it is a part of that of denying ourselves, taking up the cross, and looking to the Savior. I found that in the morning, there seems to be a significant war between the flesh and the spirit, and we have to choose to deliberately. I do. Choose to deliberately go to the Word of God and meditate, and to overcome, because our thoughts want to randomly go hither and yon. If we, and maybe most of you have mastered that. It seems like I'm still learning. But it makes a significant difference for the day if we can be overcomers in the morning. I think that's about all I have. I thought we could sing that song, 121, about our thoughts of God. I again just want to thank each one of you for your prayers, and let us keep Brother Aiden in our thoughts and prayers.